of like, you know what?
Well, I hate to cut you off, but we back, man. That was just some serious stuff.
I'm saying we back like we just came back from a commercial. We ain't back from commercial.
Actually, we're back from our last show, to be honest. We're back from our break.
That's a horrible, horrible
week long.
Come on, man. They do it all the time on First and 15. We're back.
We ain't First and 15.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Just welcome back to College Radio.
First and 15.
Right? And I'm going to let those two fight in the background. This is Stephanie.
My bad. Stephen A. Smith.
He said Steven Jackson.
And
go ahead. Rob
in the background arguing.
It's crazy. You just scream your
so
head off.
Oh, that's Ruff and Rob there.
It's your boy Rob, man. Whatever.
It's your boy Ruff.
This is what happens when
personal life spills onto the show. It just spills. It's like a cup of water that's just all over everything.
This is my personal business. My husband's gonna smack me. Like, what?
That's all I'm gonna say. That. Well, ladies and gentlemen, College Radio is back, and first up on the news you should care about, but you really don't, because you're really not that into current events.
Yes, it is, because that's all the booty you saving from not paying the late fees from Blockbuster.
That's all the booty. Oh! Hey! I see what you did there.
I'm
so glad that they're closing. I'm so over Blockbuster. None of those $6 late fees, and you have to bring it back before 11. Then you got horrible employees who don't check it in. Then you get charged a late fee.
Yup.
You remember those days? I think everybody remembers those days.
I did enjoy Blockbuster.
Anyone born before the 90s, remember those
days? I remember them days when Blockbuster called. They tell me my movie, come get tomorrow. I remember them days.
Yo, Blockbuster.
I wish I was that talented.
I do miss Dutty Wine. Yeah, you're gonna Dutty Wine your DVD inside the drop box.
No. It would be rough. Like, ooh, new release.
New release. What do you think about it, Rob? No more late fees. We're done. It's over. The dynasty has fallen.
I think it's a part of my childhood that I'm really going to miss.
I think a lot of people are going to miss it. Come on. You used to walk up and down the aisles like, what movies came out? What movies I forgot about?
What video game just came out? I want
to
play this
video game. I think that's been translated to Netflix today. So that same feeling is right in front of you.
It's not the same when you walk down the aisle.
Here. Kids nowadays. No.
You remember the days you used to walk up and down the aisles?
That's the only time I thought in my life I'd be walking up an aisle.
Ah, come on, man. Come on, bro.
No, but pro marriage, guys.
You're gonna meet somebody wonderful.
Y'all need to stop, okay?
Even the most cold hearts can turn.
She's not gonna like me, though. I'm gonna be honest with you right now.
She's gonna. I don't give a damn.
Go ahead.
But anyways, for example, kids who text today are born in this generation of texting, this age of texting and stuff. So they don't really know how it feels to pick up a phone and call somebody like how we do.
Oh, back in the day.
Back in the day, it was like, yo, what up, girl? How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Now it's like, hey, can you text me? Like, they don't know about the f***ing answering machine.
Boop.
Leave this message.
I should bleep that freaking line that you just said right now, man.
Well, anyways, let me go to the next story. So we also have something like you could tell right now. There's a proof. Drinking a lot of sugary drinks can also mess with your brain.
according to newscientist.com, okay, sugary drinks tinker with vital proteins in the brain. Okay.
So I'm drinking water right now.
Drinking water? Yeah, sure. Water with some sugar in it or something like that.
Men in Black? Give me some sugar.
I know.
More sugar. You don't remember the very first Men in Black? He had a glass of water. He goes, more sugar.
When he swallowed him, he went inside.
And he's like, sugar.
Give me more.
Sugar.
And she poured all the sugar. And he chugged that shit.
Yeah. Okay.
It was disgusting.
So don't do that. Okay. It's basically going to mess with your brain.
All right. And it's saying basically the finding comes from the first analysis of how sugary drinks affect proteins in the brain. It showed that 20% of the proteins produced in the brain region related to decision making were altered in rats that drank sugary drinks compared to those given water.
But you can't compare rats to humans.
Come on, bro. They've been doing it for a long time, bro.
No, but you still really can't because you have to remember. Like, something I always keep in mind is, like, when I'm studying, I always keep in mind sugar, but it's not soda. I drink, like, I have a piece of chocolate or something. I mean, your brain does need glucose at some point, but the problem is the stuff that's in soda drinks when you're drinking it.
You want to know what's interesting about that? I found out the other day, if you have, like, a blistering headache and you take one or two glasses two cups of Gatorade will actually subside that headache quicker than any Advil or Mito.
There's low blood sugar. That's why you have the headache.
Well, that's what I'm
probably
saying.
Probably, yeah.
But I mean, but doesn't that say the correlation is right there? It's ridiculous. It's pretty cool.
Your salts are in there.
It's really, really cool, isn't it?
This story is false. What really made you pull this story together?
Why would you say it's false? It's like a research study done.
It's not necessarily false. It's that that's what they're proving
they're
with
trying
rats.
To prove it. Here's the problem with America. They think they're too smart for their own damn good. And I live here.
Honestly, too many sodas and stuff like that. People who don't drink water, you're already in for it. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't care. That's
yeah,
not
your
even
ass
being,
is fat.
That's not even being
you're,
me
you're obese,
a health advocate.
You ain't got stuff going on for you.
No,
you,
it really is bad for
you. You sit at
home
and play Candy Crush. You run up the credit card bill.
Well, have you ever heard of an alcoholic
losing?
That can't function without the alcohol?
Tell us how
that's
really
kind
feel.
Of the same thing with the sugar.
Sugar? What did you say?
People who can't... I'm saying people who can't function without sodas because they don't drink water ever are kind of like alcoholics who cannot function without alcohol after some point.
Or crackheads.
Man.
No, there are some... highly functioning alcoholics out there. So,
College Radio.
One of them is sitting right next to me.
Oh, college. Shut your mouth.
College
shut
Radio, we coming right back.
Give me an offer, an offerable.
Welcome back, everybody. Steph, I was just teaching Rob the art from Friends of Had a Curse, but without saying any words.
Okay.
Yeah.
He obviously couldn't touch his elbows.
The muscles are too big.
Muscles. Speaking of touching elbows, no, I got nothing.
I had such a good comeback, but then I was like, it's going to be super messed up.
I got Ruffy, nothing.
Ruffy touch.
What? I can touch my elbows. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I'm just saying. Yeah. Well, folks, it's that time of year, Breakup November, you know. we've been kind of capitalizing a lot on the breakup situation, especially around November time, which is basically to avoid any holiday spending at all and to stay clear all the way through February to avoid Valentine's Day. But we thought we'd do a little something different this show, and we'd actually put you guys some tips on how to get with somebody before, during breakup November.
I don't know if you guys want me in this segment.
Why?
Because my game is not really game. It's like
it's not game.
Look, I ain't got game either.
What do you do? Do
y'all just, both y'all know this. I ain't got no game.
Man, listen, man. Don't make me do this again, bro.
Don't do what?
You do this all the time. You do this all the time.
What are you talking
about? You act like you ain't got any game, and you and I both know that is your game. When you act like you don't have game, that's his game. Oh, I don't know how to talk to girls. Oh, you look so cute. I don't know how to say what I need to say to you right now.
Stop it.
You're so beautiful, and I'm just so embarrassed. Woe is me. Oh,
it's bad.
What thine eyes shall sayeth unto thee.
I don't know what the fuck you're saying.
The darkest eyes of the sky. Sonnets in the AM. This guy.
Nah,
sonnets
pretty much
and freaking
like,
limericks and whatnot.
I just
keep going. I'm like, either you're with me or you're not. Yeah. That's pretty much my attitude.
What?
Look.
Yeah. Wait. You walk up to a dude and basically be like, yo, you want to get this? What's good? Okay. Really? Are you hit? No, no it's not.
I just sell dreams. That's what I do.
Actually, I've never been like that. I think what it is I'm so honest to God. I was more focused on my school and stuff like that I was just like, you know,
yes!
You're welcome to eat with me.
That's a college radio
eat,
pro tip. Actually, to build on what you just said, find somebody that has the same interest as you do.
I mean, that's the thing.
That's
kind of
boring,
I think that's,
though.
What?
Yeah.
Why not?
I want to have fights and then have great sex.
Whoa.
I had an ex that used to fight with me all the time for that.
Listen.
Yep. See?
Listen,
about
man.
The dumbest shit.
You guys like, really? You drank the last sip of Kool-Aid?
You guys are crazy.
Use a no.
Okay, listen, man. What? You guys are crazy for that. Because if you find somebody that has the same interest as you, that means that wherever they go, you can go somewhere else too, and you guys could like generate interest. I don't know if you guys noticed that, but whenever you date somebody... What?
That's how you know Ruff hasn't had sex
in a
while. Oh,
my gosh. Listen, man. I already told you I'm celibate, man. Ain't no need for that, bro.
Yeah,
come on now.
Celibate,
a.k.a. I just couldn't find anybody.
Listen, I'm not going that route. Anyways. Did you just do like a Shirley Temple oops?
Yes, I did.
You just did a Shirley Temple oops
yes,
on me right now.
Yes,
oh my
I did.
Gosh. But God. Come on. Let's give him some tips. I mean, find somebody that has the same interests as you do.
Sell him a dream.
Come on, man.
You got to sell them a dream.
Why you sell them?
Why would you do that?
I would say butter them up, whether it's by food or...
Okay, all right.
Okay,
great conversation.
Guys, this is what you do. For girls,
I'm
going to tell you this. Especially for the girls who are like very, they really don't want to get into a relationship, but they're like very, like they have the sign tattooed on their forehead.
Uh-huh.
This is how you...
Hold on. College radio promo tip. Get a Rob. Big Rob in the building right now. Go ahead. Get a Rob. Get him right now. Let him know. Let him know right now.
Check it out, man. This is how you get a take. Okay, Rob. Yo, this is how you get him to take down that off tattoo, right? So what you do, you have to go up to them. And this is what you do. You tell them.
This is horrible advice.
You're like,
please do not do this.
You know, hey, how you doing?
Don't
right?
do this
that's,
at all.
That's all you need to do. Say, how you doing? And they're like, oh, what you doing? Talking about. You see, then you got to insult them, right? And then they're going to be worrying why you insult them. Like, you
what
know
kind
what?
Of women are you looking
Listen,
for?
Man.
No,
let him finish. Let him
no,
finish.
No, because there are some very, very wonderful girls who are like that who don't really want nothing to do with guys.
Okay.
And this is what you do. You got you have to humble them. Because if you don't humble them, you won't be able to get nowhere. So once you humble them, then you tell them, look, I think you're really beautiful and really, really like to get to know you more.
Oh, my gosh. And that's what it is right there with Big Rob in the building, man. Let him know, Big Rob.
I didn't want to go too much in because I know the segment's done.
That's what it is right there. You know how we do it. Big Rob in the building right now.
See, I know y'all wanting more, but I can't tell you more.
That's how it is, man. Every time you give us advice, man. Every time.
You have been cut off. Cut
that shit off.
You have been cut off from the damn button.
Yeah.
Don't make me go in that room and beat you.
But Rob, okay, but I agree with some of what you said. I mean, compliment. You said compliment
them? You gotta humble them first, then you compliment them.
I know what he's saying.
See, I like that. Humble them.
Yeah, you gotta humble
them
first.
Walk up to her, she don't want to talk to you. Be like, hey, I was gonna let you know you had a booger in your nose, but forget it anyway.
No. It's like this. Oh, you know, I recognize you from somewhere. You the wicked witch from the west. Oh, a house falls on your ass.
Ooh.
And they be like, oh my god, why'd you say that? Like,
if a man ever said that to me, I'd be like, all right.
Oh my God.
No. Bye.
She's
no,
she's
that's just how I am though.
Frontin'.
Oh my God.
No, because I think it's ridiculous. I'm like, frontin'. Really?
College Radio, we coming right back.
I'm playing. Let's go.
Tell you what, man, Steph, I do not want to mess with you. Like,
no, not.
I really don't want to mess with you. But, ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. It's our favorite time of the show where we kind of kick it back. We take it nice and slow. And
you know,
we go ahead.
It, you know, we lather you up real nice.
We go ahead.
And eat peanut butter.
along with some celery.
We light some candles up. You know what I mean? We go ahead and say some limericks to you. Go ahead and treat out some poetry.
You know what I do? I spit jewels down
and
your
we
beard,
eat Cherry
bro.
Garcia.
And we go ahead and get it nice and slow, nice and filthy,
you know,
filthy McNasty.
I spit,
you know what's funny, all the things
beard,
that
bro.
Just sound sexy and dirty to you, and the things that sound sexy and dirty to you, like you said, are like,
yeah,
eat peanut butter.
This is what
cherry
it is for
Garcia.
Stephanie.
Well, you gotta clean my shoes.
Yeah, can you wash this dish for me? Oh my God,
that's
so
sexy.
Oh my God,
that's not sexy.
Shut up, you know, get up, we got it. You know that's sexy.
Apple ice cream melting on an apple pie, that's sexy.
I'm oh
sure,
my God,
sure Tim puts ice cream down his chest just to turn himself on. He's like chest naked, put ice
don't
cream down
tell
his chest,
like,
melt down to his genitals. He's like, baby, baby.
Go ahead. Eat it all. Come on,
done.
Man. We get kind of filthy right now.
Done.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what time it is. It is time.
Webster's porn.
It is time for Webster's porn. Man, this is crazy. This week's word is called.
My husband would be like, that's gross.
Oh,
wow.
What
a waste of ice cream.
Come on. Tell him the word. Hurry up before the second runs out.
Oh, my bad. Emolument. Emolument.
Emolument. What does it mean?
A noun.
What does it mean?
The returns arising from office or employment, usually in the form of compensation or prerequisites.
Hey.
So that's like when men from the armed forces come back home and they return to their office, which is their house, and they're compensated with sex from their wives.
Ooh. No.
No, because it has to be from the employment.
Yes.
Their employment.
And the employment. Okay, so how about we do this?
They're a husband.
Cassie chose to get annulment towards Dave for his services rendered.
You wait, what? He gets what?
I got nothing. Yeah, that was a really bad sentence.
No, but
we should start choosing words that we know we can actually use.
What do you mean? It's a simple definition. There's nothing wrong with this one.
It's basically like,
we understand
like,
the definition,
okay,
but like.
You actually get employed at Disney, you get Disney tickets.
So that's annulment.
That's what it is. It's like a perk.
Okay, you work
for a pimp. For being employed.
You work for a pimp. You have the possibility of being his main.
Oh my gosh! Can we get a good sentence, please?
No, that's what I'm saying. Can we work a good sentence with the word? The moment that you get hired, you get tickets.
Okay.
So here,
can we put the word into a sentence?
Fine.
Oh.
Okay. Ready?
The emolument.
Sunshine. Emolument.
Disney tickets are an emolument of being a Disney cast member.
We need parental supervision.
Being the main to a pimp.
Shut up, man.
Is emolument.
That was horrendous. Yo, my fun has got to be the worst one we've ever done.
The only thing I could think of, like that was going through my mind with Rob was, you know, it's hot out here for Bill.
Oh man, that's just wild. Hey, we coming right back. Well,
trapper, bro.
I'm just saying, man, we could have come up with something better than that, though. That's what I'm saying.
Stop being a little.
We could have come up with something better.
Ooh, that's the trap on us! Pull up a chair, hun, and put it in the air, son.
We coming right back. College Radio.
Just listen. I spit a story backwards. It starts at the ending. The bullet goes back in the gun. The bullet holes closing his chest up a nigga. Now he back as I one. Screaming, shoot, don't breathe. I put my fifth back on my hip. It's like a VCR. Rewinding the clip. He put his hands back on his bitch. My caravan doors open up. I jump back in the van and close it shut. Going reverse. Slowly prepared. My nigga jungle others out. Something crazy like go heat air. Sitting back in his chair. We hitting the ropes. The smoke goes back in the blunt. The blunt gets bigger than broke. Jungle unrolls it. Put his weed back in the jar. The blunt turns back into a cigar. We listen to Steve. It sounded like heavy metal fans. Spinning records backwards of AC/DC. I get my niggas dap. Jump out the van back first. Back upstairs. Took off the black shirt. I'm in the crib with the phone in my ear. Listen up so y'all can figure out the points real clear. The voice on the phone was like, outside right we. So with my mouth wide, holding my heat. Bullets, I had plenty to squeeze, plenty to gun. Cause Jungle said, block your own enemies up. Hung up the phone, then the phone rang. I'm laid in the bed thinking about this pretty young thing who left. She came back, her clothes just fell to the rug. She fell to my bed and gave me a hug. I told her no help. She talk about me kiss. Nom the hand and spit a nut back and ride the woo. Started sucking with no hands, a whole lot of stick. Then got up and put a bra back on her tits. Got fully dressed and told me stress really I'm picked up a Gucci bag and left a nigga behind. What? Walking through the door, she rang the bell twice. What? I vomited vodka back in my glass with juice and ice. Woo! The clock went back from 3 to 2 to 1, and that's about the time the story begun. That's when I first heard the voicemail on the cell. It said, son, we found that nigga, we gotta kill. Hey, yo, son, you hear me? Listen, man, this dude right on the block, it's right now.
Block, nigga.
I found him right now. I see him right now. Let's kill him.
Yo, this Nas, leave it. Peace.
That track was both.
Woo!
Sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry, man. He finally played some good ass hip hop.
You tripping. That's no. All I'm gonna say. Anyways, it's that time, ladies and gentlemen, on College Radio where we talk about our local artist segment. Mm-hmm. And on this week's show is a local producer by the name of Thanks Joey.
Why would you?
Why would I what?
name yourself Thanks Joey. Ain't nobody trying to thank you.
Man, you just trying people.
We are seriously never going to have local artists.
This is what I'm saying. Well, I mean, for what you guys did last time with that Mr. For that last track that we did 2 weeks ago, Talk to Him. Mr. Let It Echo.
Oh,
how you guys ripped that?
I don't want to hear him echo.
The good news is that he was pretty cool with it. He was laughing it all along with you guys. So, yeah. But
we're glad he had a good spirit. I didn't say anything mean. It was all Rob.
Say nothing mean.
Okay. I had a very intelligent.
I just spoke my mind.
Come back
spoken word. We're
not talking about him right now. We're not talking about him. Ladies and gentlemen, our local artist segment, we ask our artists three questions, and we ask them, how did you get into music? Who are your influences? And if you can ask one famous person, one question, who would it be and what would the question be?
Okay, I got this. Okay. How did you get into music? I came out of the womb, got tired of listening to muffled Zeppelin in there, so I escaped.
April 22nd, 1988.
Well, I didn't
want to
put out his birthday, okay?
That shit sucks.
There could be
some
stalkers.
Hey, man.
I actually thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so who are your influences? Everyone and everything I see, hear, smell, feel is an amalgam.
College education.
Amalgamation.
That's why we don't graduate from college.
Amalgamation.
People.
Come on. Now.
You know what?
Amalgamation. Yo, that's straight up college education at its finest right there.
No, okay, that's high school education.
Honest to God. No, honestly, that was
that's
not.
Bad.
I did not expect someone to understand a very big word. And then I was like, oh, wait.
That's not even a big word. It's like four syllables. Amalgamation. That's five.
That's like black people saying inauguration. Hey, I went to the inaugural.
Come on, man, get to the last question.
I went to the
last question.
Something,
come on.
You know, the thing where Barack was.
Wait. You didn't finish the second sweat.
Okay, I'm sorry. Of influences consciously, subconscious seeps into music. And they said Puff. Was it worth it?
That was the last question. If you can ask one famous
person,
one question,
what
it is.
That those are the best answers ever.
That you've gotten so far?
Yes.
All right, big shout out to Thanks Joey.
Well, no thanks, Joey.
Okay.
No. That was my fault for messing up
the
on
track,
the word.
So here's a track that he actually put on this week featuring Nico Is, produced by Thanks Joey.
No thank you, Joey.
Oh,
no thank you.
Shut up, Rob.
Definitely choke out you, right? Sleeping out on the beach, getting high to the stars. I think that they're in reach. They tell me it's too far. It goes in when you're out the other, in when you're out the other. That's what I discovered. Everybody thinks they know what's good. They know my life, they know my struggle. My biggest fans thank me for my rhymes. And Nico, that's why I love you. I love that ill shit and that chill shit. But my favorite stuff is that real shit. Other rappers showing love to me. I write punchlines, they feel sick. But how can I keep it original, different? But some of us, they keep it me. Do what I know, do it to death. Suicide flow, who am I though? I told my mama that we would be rich. She said my son will do it for the money. It won't help you live. Do it for the love, do it for the truth. Do it for the music, I'm influencing the booth. The trilogy is really dope and Brutus is the proof. I don't do it for me, I do it for you. Cool with the crew, they drew for the dude. Honestly, I got the coolest of crews. I'm making a class. I just went to school with a flow. Sleeping out on the beach, getting high to the stars. I think that they're in reach. They tell me it's too far. It goes in when you're out the other.
Joey, I got you, baby. Other.
Take me to breakfast. That's what I discovered. Salute the real, appreciate the hustle. And when you get a lot of it, make sure you make it double. You're looking at the problem, pimp, you're facing trouble. You never try eating this room, you take a couple. I'm so secluded from haters, I'm in my bubble. Music's my major, school wasn't cool enough for a player. I tried it, now I'm riding with wins. Smooth flows, write a few though. I got plenty, nouveau. It's for cute girls, I like Henny. I like Jen, I like Visa. I hate Brandy, but I like Randy. I like Merlot, Cabernet, White Zenny. I'm an alcoholic, nobody needs a lunch. Within the choir taste, Nico is smoking out by the fireplace. Body painted how? I mark it like dry or race. Ha,
5 in the morning, mama, I'm wide awake. I'm so happy with living that I could die today. But I won't, oh no, I won't. These rappers say they keep it real, but I know that they don't. These rappers say they keep it real, but I know that they don't. Mama, I won't. Sleeping out on the beach, getting high to the stars. I think that they're in reach. They tell me it's too far. It goes in when you're out the other, in when you're out the other. That's what I discovered.
Back to Cadre, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's your boy Robin. Be honest with you, man. No thanks, Joey. I really like the track.
Okay, so you're giving props as a producer.
As a producer, I really like the track. Now, the dude who rapped on it, he was trying too hard. He was trying to sound like Jay-Z on Reasonable Doubt, and it sucked.
Okay, here we go. Jay-Z fandom coming in. Coming in, no, at because, 99%.
No, because you know why? No, it's not that. I give it to somebody else if they created that mafioso style
else,
rap.
I just cannot think of the name.
He's not mafioso style rapping. You can't pull it off.
You want the air horns on this one?
Give me the air horns. Okay, I got you. Give me the air horns. No bomb dropping, though. Don't drop no bomb.
Let him know, Rob. And so once again, it's Big Rob in the building right now. College Radio in the building. Let's get him on right now.
Yo, check it out. You know what, dude? You need to realize, you need to understand your lane. You need to understand who you are before you go out and try to make things happen for yourself. You need to understand your lyrics.
I just see the plane going down. And it's like,
you need to understand that the stuff you say don't make no damn sense to nobody out here.
Just boosh.
The liquor.
Right now.
Drop the bomb right now, because I just dropped it on him. Yes.
Dropped it on us. Yes. On college radios right now.
Yes, son, you need creative writing.
I just want
to
clarify, ladies and gentlemen, the views of the host on college radio do not
each
all
host
represent
is
the
different, yes. too, by the way, okay?
We got to clarify that. And that's the bomb right there. That's the bomb right there, straight up.
No thanks, Joey. No thanks, Joey. Thank you very much for the track.
Appreciate
the guy who rapped on it?
There's a poop pile in the
garbage.
Studio.
Oh,
That's why you not signed.
Okay. Well, I mean, moving on to the next segment. That's all I'm going to say. Ladies and gentlemen, this is our new segment that we brought onto the show. We tried to do it last week, and then me and Rob had a really good conversation on how to build the show, make the segment pretty cool. This segment is called Artist Alliterations.
This should be fun.
It's breakdowns of favorite songs, poems, and simple, in a simple sense, more or less. Yeah. On this week's show, we talk about Jimi Hendrix's Foxy Lady.
So I'm trying to wake him up.
So here, this for everybody who doesn't know this, let me read it for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Check it out.
The chorus.
Okay, this is the chorus.
Okay.
It goes, I want to take you home. I won't do you no harm, no. You've got to be all mine, oh Foxy Lady.
All right.
Yeah.
And we're going to go ahead and go to our first caller. Caller number one, Steph. What do you think about it? The breakdown for Jimi Hendrix's Foxy Lady.
He's talking about a hooker.
Whoa. How did you get that? What's the breakdown about that?
I want to take you home. I won't do you no harm. You got to be all mine. She's probably fine as hell.
Whoa.
She's probably badass.
Foxy Lady.
Foxy Lady? Oh.
She's probably badass.
Well, okay. Okay. Anything else you want to add to that?
Could be weed.
Okay.
Could be weed.
Oh. The weed? The marijuana could be the Foxy Lady.
He was.
No, it's true.
He was highly fond of the cannabis.
No, it definitely could be.
Oh, yes. But of course. Now, Mr. Robert, now what do you say for this enamored response from Jimi Hendrix's Foxy Lady? Yes. How would you illiterate?
To be honest with you, it could be he wants to make love with her mind.
Oh.
Seduction of the mind.
Seduction. Of course.
You have to understand that Jimi Hendrix wasn't just a regular artist.
Ah!
He was a mastermind behind everything he wrote and he spoke.
In layman's terms, a genius, perhaps.
Exactly. To which you narrow-minded people call Eminem.
Guys, my baby kicking me in my vagina is more stimulating than the conversation right now. Like, seriously. I'm just like...
No, but you know what? I think he wanted to make love to a woman.
You know, it was funny.
Go ahead, read a verse, man. Read a verse, man.
No, but that is a very good idea of what it could be, honestly.
Okay. Well, read a verse. Read a verse.
So check
read
it out. Here's what it is. Yeah. I see you on the down on the scene, Foxy. You make me want to get up and scream, Foxy. Ooh. Baby, listen now. I made me mine. I'm tired of wasting all my precious time. You gotta be all mine.
Why are you having sex with the microphone right now? Like, why?
It's a I still think that it might be a hooker.
It's a light skin thing.
All right, what's the breakdown? You still think it's going to be a hooker?
I think that it's a hooker or a woman at a party or a woman.
I think he really wants to make love to a woman's mind.
Really?
Like, really rape her sexually. You know what I'm saying? Like, not rape, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
come on, you know,
man. What's wrong with you, bro?
You know what I'm saying? Like, mind fuck. When you want to mind fuck a girl and you really want to make love to her intellectually.
Can I get some clean, man?
You know how you really want to, like, damn, I can't.
It's too late now. This is what I'm talking about. First Webster's porn, and then Steph messing up that freaking word.
Oh yeah, I know. What a
this college radio is all over the place,
man.
No, what a day! I'm
what
ashamed.
Was the word again? What was the word again?
Emolument.
Oh wait, no, I got it.
Emolument.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, sorry, that's cop. That was the
amalgamation.
Amalgamation.
Thing with Brock.
Amalgamation.
You know, the Anagama, you know.
And that's the breakdown for this week's for our one of our new segments is called Artist Alliterations, brought to you in part by Roberto.
Oh, shit,
College Radio. I'm taking all the damn credit.
I dropped my earring. Tied it up.
College Radio. College Radio. It's your boy Ruff in the building.
All right.
Somebody else looking for my earring.
My mistakes will make me strong. I'm stepping out into the great unknown. I'm feeling wings, though I've never flown. Got a mind on my own. I'm flesh and blood to the bone. I'm not made of stone. Got a right to be wrong. So just leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
Production.